Hello, everyone. This is Serena Sasson, creator of Giving Voice to Your Story at www.givingvoicetothevoiceless.com. And today with me, I have very special guests. Actually, I have two guests with me, unbeknownst. And so I have Marilla Scott and I have her daughter, Alyssa. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you on board here. And just a little bit about Marilla before we jump into the questions. And basically, we'll be focusing on their latest novel, Intuition, which just came out. Just a few words about Marilla. And I didn't know much about you, so I'm really excited to introduce you. And so Marilla is one of those heart-centered writers who work from experience and use words to impact people, focusing on faith and strength. And what's really cool is that her efforts caught the attention of Oprah Winfrey, who honored her as one of her five ambassadors of hope in 2009, which is really cool. She has so many awards, and one of them is the obvious Ambassador of Hope, and she also was a finalist for the International Book Awards, which maybe she'll share more about that. But what's really amazing about Marilla and the work that she does, and now with her daughter, is that the focus on using her experience as a survivor of childhood abuse, which kept Marilla from a life of happiness until she discovered how to use her story to help others, which is so, so impactful. Because if you think about it, there's so many people out there who are suffering. They're so scared to even share anything about it. And we're so lucky to have people like Marilla to give voice to that experience. So welcome again, and I'm so glad to have you guys.
Awesome. Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Yeah.
So let's get straight into Intuition. I know it's so different because, first of all, it's not a memoir and it's a novel, which both of you co-authored, which is really cool. And just because, just before we got talking about, got you guys on the show, I was looking and listening to some of the YouTube videos, and I saw that, you know, it really is a very different book that you wrote in our house. But yet, when I'm reading Intuition, I see so many things that you used from your experience to write this book. So from, let's just look at the points of experience, the points of entry, both for you and your daughter, how both of you came together to write this book, this novel, Intuition. Share with us.
Well, you know, intuition is a powerful word, and it had such an impact on my life, and it still does, that it was something that we decided we wanted to share. And the reason it came to be was that a few years ago, I actually had some problems with my head. I went to the doctors and told them I had something wrong, and I would point to the top of my head and say, right here. They ran CAT scans and things like that, and they couldn't find anything. So I would go back, keep going back to different doctors, and the neurosurgeons would come back to the same test and wouldn't find anything. So my family physician sent me to someone, a neurosurgeon. He said, you know what? I know there's something there because I'm not, you know, someone that I don't want there to be something wrong. I just knew intuitively there was. And so he sent me to an amazing neurosurgeon, and he ran some tests that no one else had run. And my head lit up like a Christmas tree, and I had multiple brain aneurysms. So after I had the craniotomy, which was obviously successful, I had issues, you know, with my short-term memory, my speech. I had a lot of impairments that way. So in order to get it back, my husband recommended, he said, you know, you might want to get back into your passion because it'll help you get back to the things you love most and help you with it therapeutically. And I was thinking, like, I can't even remember, you know, things short-term that happened, so I can't write, and I couldn't read well, and I didn't recognize a lot of the words I was, you know, trying to read and understand. So my daughter, Alyssa, said, you know, Mama, I'll help you. We can do this together. And that was her way of offering her therapeutic approach to helping me recover. So we began working on the memoir 2 months after my craniotomy, right, Liz?
Yes. And although it was a part of your therapy, it was also a journey for me. You know, it was a new experience, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it was outstanding. So a lot of the characters and the creativity and the story, it comes from Alyssa. And at that time, it was more to help me. So when people read it and they love the story and the journey and the message we're sharing, a lot of that is dialogue that she and I have actually had. It's things that we've shared, and it was a phenomenal blend of our life. So when people start reading it, everything that you're reading in the beginning, and that's all true. You know, the dialogue, the speaking, the writing, you know, people on Facebook and Twitter, all of that. So it's pretty cool. But it's a good way to share powerful lessons.
Yeah, now it all makes sense because now it makes sense. I didn't know that big, huge piece. And what's really cool is that you guys talk as if you're writing the book. You know, it's like you're so natural, and your relationship is like really, you can see your guys are close, you know. But the relationship in the novel also is very close. You know,
that's
like
what it's like.
It's really, really close. Like, you will not stop until you find out what happened to your mother, and it's really important to you. So I'm wondering, like, how that process played out in the actual writing. Did you know when you were going to write this together, and so many parts were pulled from, you know, actual events. Did you know that, as you mentioned before, intuition is a powerful word? Did you know that that would be the message that would be guiding you throughout the writing of the novel, or did you kind of figure it out as you went along?
Oh, the word came first. Yeah, the word came first. And it was something that, you know, Alyssa kept saying, you have had this through your whole life, and I've watched you have it. And so let's talk about something, because when, you know, in my memoir, in our house, I'm telling my life story, but intuition was born out of the heightened fear that I had in my childhood. And so my children, my son and my daughter, knew the story, and I wanted them to understand it and how to use it and trust it throughout their life. And Alyssa gravitated towards that. She was like, it was a big thing to her to say, how do I get this? How do I do it? And everyone has it, but she wanted hers. She was like, okay, I want my intuition. And so writing about that was a fascinating way to teach people how and why you should trust it. And everyone has it, regardless of your faith. Everyone.
Absolutely. It made the process so flawless, because we are talking through, you know, instances that we've had or conversations that we've had, and we're putting that into the book. So really using it as a part of a therapy, it's, you know, it's not creating something that's totally new, you know, but it's running off the base that conversations that we've had, we're putting them in the book. You know, it's things that we can draw upon.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty awesome.
Like, sounds like you, Alyssa, came from the psychology background, so you had more of a say, kind of, you really took this off, this whole intuition thing. What were you thinking, or how did you see this intuition being a bigger piece than just the message itself? What was your intention when you started writing the book?
You know, it started when I was younger, and seeing different instances where my mother did use her intuition, and growing up and learning about it, you know, it's something that started at a younger age rather than, you know, me trying to understand it now. But she always explained to me, you know, this is why. You know, if she said, no, don't go out tonight, she would explain why that is, you know, why, what she's feeling, so that I would understand it. And so drawing from that, that's what really grew into me understanding intuition and things like that. So psychology has a big play into it as well. You know, regardless of your faith, everyone has intuition. It's just called different things. You know, for me, it's my God-given intuition, but people call it their gut feeling. And then psychology, it's your superego that focus on what you should do versus your id that focus on what we want to do. You know, that second voice that says, well, I want to do this tonight. And that's what leads to things that aren't, you know, good outcomes.
Yeah. And I'm hearing, like, in the story, there's so many scenes where you're trying to struggle with your intuition because you're, like, you have these male, you know, companions who are trying to, like, steer you away, you know, and force you to not listen to your inner voice. And you're trying to tap into your mother's, like, intuition and try to find the right way. And I think that maybe is similar to what we face in life when we're faced with a difficult situation and we don't want to listen to our parents, or we don't want to listen. Maybe we didn't have a great role model. It sounds like you had a great role model as a parent, as a mother, for a mother. But, you know, for many people out there reading this, what do you think they get and how do you think your novel will inspire them to maybe change the way they've, you know, not even related to their intuition up until now? Is there like a little higher level or edge that this book can cater to?
Yeah, I definitely think so, because you see the example of, you know, my mother not being around when the incident happened, and I have to trust my own intuition to find her. I mean, it's me diving right in, literally, in order to really figure out what happened to her. You know, so there's a lot of instances where, you know, growing up, that you're not going to have somebody to tell you what you should do or what you shouldn't do. You know, example is going off to college. You know, you're on your own if you go to another state or a faraway school. And a lot of teens can get in trouble or things like that when they're being steered away from school or steered away from their path. And so that's when intuition really kicks in, is because it's God, you know, guiding you. Instead of having a parent guide you, it's God. And that's when you should really listen to that. You know, there's a lot of things that pull us in different directions and steer us off our path. But sometimes, you know, what works for me is removing the noise, the television, and sometimes slowing down enough to relax and be in a peaceful state. And that's when I'm able to connect with God. You know, I can speak with him. And through my relationship with him, I'm able to ask him anything for help, you know, on a decision to make, or, you know, you don't always have to be in prayer form. You can literally just ask, you know, should I do this? And sometimes, you know, you really do have to listen, because your answer is always there. It's our second, you know, voice that makes us miss that answer sometimes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well said.
Well said. I couldn't say that better myself. You know, because I think some, you know, including myself, we face a lot of noise. There's a lot of noise in our world. And sometimes it's really hard to distinguish between the good noise, the bad noise, what's in the middle. And sometimes we do need tools like intuition to help guide us and navigate unknown territories that you're talking about. And, you know, I found it really powerful that the book really focuses on faith as like the vehicle, and its courage supported by faith. And so I'm wondering if there's a way for people, after reading the book or while they're reading the book, if there's a way that they can connect that better after reading or before reading the book, what parts of the book maybe lend themselves to helping people connect better to the voice of intuition?
I think it's pretty cool, because when you're reading it, you actually will start to say, in a very subtle way, you'll say, wow, that's happened to me. Oh, I thought like that. Oh, I should have listened. And it will jog your memory and make you realize you just didn't trust it. So it shows you what happens when you don't trust it, but then it shows you what happens when it does, when you do trust it. And the characters are connected in such a fascinating way that they all have something to teach you about trusting it, not trusting it, why, you know, what caused them to. But it's very, very an emotional story, but it has an edge of romance. But the psychological aspect of it, you know, it really brings you into understanding something that you may not know. And if you do understand intuition, it still will teach you a lot more in helping you understand the depths of it in a very personalized way. So it will hit everyone. And people, the reviews on it have been amazing. People that read it love it. And obviously the characters are actually gorgeous. So when you start reading it, you kind of get drawn in from that aspect. And that's Alyssa. So, you know, she gave an incredible touch and all the way through the story. And people that read it, they say they can see the two styles for writing, but they're seamless. They're so seamless that you really – it blends well, and I love it. I just love what she brought to the story.
Yeah, and it's interesting, because the psychological part of it is the thriller part of it. I did not anticipate that as a reader. Because in the beginning, you don't get a sense that it's going to be a thriller unless you read the back of the book and it tells you. You know, so I didn't go there. I just started reading. And then I'm like, whoa, this is scary. This is a little, this guy is really creepy. And, you know, the father, what's his name, Robert?
Robert.
It's really scary. I mean, like, you know, like maybe he's a little blown out, like, you know, really on fire. And he's not you may not encounter so much extreme in the real world. You know, like everyday people are not typically like that. in your face, but I mean, that's the thriller part of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, these characters. Go ahead, Liz.
I was going to say, you know, sometimes this stuff does come up, not in that kind of way, but, you know, in the workplace, you know, business,
yeah.
you're going to have to rely on your intuition to tell you about these people, you know, new friends that come in. Sometimes people have alternative motives, and you don't know what they are, and you have to rely on your intuition to tell you, this person's not, you know, not the best person for me.
Oh, yeah, and
yeah.
I've encountered people like that. Like I said, this story is actually born out of truth, and these are real characters, unfortunately. So, yes, there are people like that, which is really a fascinating aspect that we decided to share, because we want people to know, you know, that's why you can connect to it to say, man, I knew someone like that, or, you know, I had that kind of situation happen. And although it may be, you know, in between the norm, it does occur. And like I said, it happens far more often that people write me about than not. And so it's one way to understand the extreme, you know, and you know, things that happen in between. So there's a lot of layers of trusting your intuition, why in a very palatable way. So it has a discussion of it and what it is when Alyssa's learning about it. But then it takes you into the story and saying, okay,
right,
here's your example of it, which, you know, takes you there after you learn what it is in the beginning. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the story, what's cool is that the story is actually going to help you, as you mentioned before, reconnect to the whole power of intuition, because this extreme character, Robert, may reflect an extreme situation, as you mentioned,
yeah.
and therefore
yeah.
You have no choice but to, you know, follow your intuition. I'm losing the context of the storyline itself because it was played out, you know, in a very dramatic way, and I'm probably missing all the details in my head. But, you know, there was so many, like, instances where you said, you know, or I don't remember the character who said, but follow your intuition or follow your intuition. And it's kind of like that way of, as you mentioned, remembering the overall theme, you know, of what it's all about. Right.
Well, see, that was the thing that was most important, is that Alyssa was so concerned with, she knew the power of intuition. She understood it, and she knew that it could help her get to the root of the problem and resolve things. But I just needed to remind her, I don't need to teach you anything. I don't have to give you anything. There's nothing for me to offer you. You already have it. And that's the message we want people to know, is that you already have it. Remove the noise and all the distractions from your life so you can tune into it. That's what it's about. That's the underlying message for intuition, is that, you know, I, as a Christian, my connection relationship with God is more important than any other aspect of my life. And having that relationship is what allows me to have such a powerful and incredible relationship with my children and my husband. So it begins there. And when you have that relationship, it allows you to connect to God as you need to, but you hear the gift that he's given us. Now, if you're, you know, whatever your faith is, it doesn't matter. I'm happy to tell you, you still have it. You still have it.
Yeah.
And you can use it if you choose to. And I recommend it's for your personal life. You can use it in your career, for it to help others. It's just basically tuning in to you. Don't doubt yourself, because intuition, it rises above reason. So some people don't understand it, and so they challenge it or go against it. But the one thing that people should understand, which I actually think is a pretty cool thing, is Steve Jobs said that intuition is a very powerful thing, and it's more powerful than intellect. How fascinating, because it is. And that's why people oppose it, because it's more powerful than intellect, and you don't understand it. But learn to trust it.
Right. Right, and intellect is, like, measurable. It's like IQ,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
or outcomes, or things that you can maybe see because you're producing a product, perhaps, or some service.
Right.
So, and that equals money, and money is, you know, equals a great asset, and people look up to you, and you're credible, and blah, 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 blah. And that's, like, the external world. And there's so much in the book that's, like, external versus internal. You know,
absolutely.
That push and pull force all the time. And I felt like I was with Alyssa sometimes and with you other times and with her, because I wanted to, like, cradle her and make sure she would be okay, because she was, like, down in the dumps. And I could feel the struggle like the rest of the world would feel, you know.
I think it's great. When people write us and they tell us, you know, when I was reading and saw the part that, you know, you were kidnapped, I dropped the book and started crying. And I said, wow, is that powerful? But I'm here. I'm still here.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's the story has the ability to draw you in. And we wanted you to feel it. Because if you don't feel the characters, if you don't feel the story, if it's not believable, then it's not going to impact you the way that we want it to. And this is our style of sharing inspiration with the world. It's our way of taking something palatable and making it exciting and fun to learn about instead of being thrown at you like, hey, you have intuition, trust it, and that's it. No, we want to teach you why. And yes, the story, you know, as a psychological thriller, well, when you have a young lady that graduates with a degree in psychology with double honors, well, that's what you're going to get from her, is that aspect. And it does make you think. It makes you feel. It evokes a lot of emotion in you. And all of the characters, I think, have the ability, and they do that to you. All of them draw something out of you that maybe you didn't expect and make you think a little bit deeper and more. And if we could just do that in our own lives, start thinking more and trusting our intuition, relying on that instead of what others say, you'd be surprised at what you can accomplish in your own life. We have to learn to internally, you know, stop trusting so many people and so many outside forces to make decisions in our life that we are the only ones responsible for our destiny. We have to connect to something better, which is our intuition, which is our faith, which is our relationship for me with God. So.
Yeah, and I think what's also very powerful is that family can also be a detriment. And you guys are like the opposite of that, and that's also their... You know, where that's where the problem is, I think. You know, you want to listen to the right, do the right thing, listen to the right people, but your family isn't your best cheerleader. They're not your most, you know, welcomed advocate. They're not always doing what you would want them to do. You know, there's a lot of, sometimes that force can pull you in a good direction and sometimes it can pull you in a negative direction. And so it's very refreshing to read something like this, where it's really forefront and center, two characters who are mother daughter in real life and writers who also play up to this. So I really want to congratulate you on doing that, because it's not such an easy task. You mentioned earlier writing real characters in fiction, and so, you know, I'm wondering the writing process for you. Did you, when you started writing this book, can we talk a little bit about the writing process? Did you have, like, a plan when you started, like, you wanted, I know that you mentioned characters, and that's, like, the pinnacle of it, but did you, like, think about the plot while you were writing? What was it like to write together also?
For me, and unless you can ask, answer, you know, however you, your thoughts are, because that's a good question, but I kind of write from my soul, and this story is born out of truth, so it was something that we began, and she knew the story. She knew where we were going, and whatever she wanted to inject in it, she was able to because it was her truth. So it's a really cool compilation of her perspective, my perspective. It seamlessly fits together, and when she's describing the characters and creating, the scenery is all true. You know, we spent a lot of time in Wisconsin, so it's kind of like everything, there's so many aspects that are true that there's only one that isn't, actually. And so when you're reading the story and you're looking at us writing, it was easy for me to start something and then just leave it alone. And when I would go back to it, she had it done. And I said, wow, this is so good. But she said, remember the time this happened? Remember that? So she went off of what she learned. And when you have children and you raise your children, if you teach them, not by telling them, but by teaching them through truth and showing them by your example, the result is what I have in my daughter and in my son. It's that result that you get because they learn from example, so they know when you're trying to tell them when they're older, hey, trust your intuition. If they've never seen you trust it, how can they? That's something, a journey they have to take to learn themselves. So you can make the process for your children or those you love a lot easier if they see you living that journey that you're taking and teaching them along the way. And so by the time we came to this writing style, she just, it really blew me away, if you want to know the truth, that she was able to do this with me because it was effortless. In my opinion, it was extremely effortless. I could just put it down and pick it up and it was ready. And it's,
who knew?
It
looks like
her mind is incredible.
I mean, it sounds like both of you found your writing style. I mean, like, you know, you're both of it, and you really tapped into, like, some people struggle with this for years, and they never, like, they think, oh, I have to write this way, or I have to write that way, And because you guys are, like, fulfilled in your own spiritual life, it's like you came already full circle in the writing. It sounds like it wasn't, like, a struggle like most writers out there make it to be, you know?
That was quite easy for me. Alyssa, I don't know what your thought was, but it was fun. It was so much fun. And to see her using her creativity in this way, I could have never imagined that she had this in her until it came out. And you never know what someone's capable of doing. And she designed the cover for the book, Intuition, as well. And she's a cover designer, book designer, and actually she's an award-winning cover designer. So she has a lot of gifts that she was able to share with this project. And I was able to be hands-off in some aspects and let her do creativity she wanted to share. Oh, my gosh, it's the best. It's the best.
Really, you can't get any better.
I agree.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great process because, you know, we both, you're the one who took me on this journey, you know, to understanding my intuition. So what better, you know, how much better could that get? We're writing about something that we both experienced, that we both, you know, got a chance to go through. And so I think coming from you, because we're so close,
yeah,
it made it much easier because I understand your point of view. I understand your writing style and you understand me as well. And so that's what made it so easy for us to really, you know, pick it up and write it and then, you know, go back to it. Whether you write something and then I write something, it's our conversation. It's,
yeah.
We really put our own characters in there, you
yeah.
know, as
yeah.
we would act. So that's what made it so easy.
And the closeness that you read about in the book, that's what our life is like day to day. Like every day it's like that. And
wow.
It's dynamic. And I wish I could see... And I would love mothers and daughters, and even fathers and sons, just parents, to read this. Because when you see the relationship that you can cultivate from your children, you know, take it outside of the book even, and the fact that we did this project together, you can do that with your children. You can raise them, and you can blend your creativity with them, but you have to let them do it. You can't dictate, no, you can't say this. No, you can't. Let them go. Let them do
right.
it. And,
right.
you know.
Right.
It was on her to make it work. She edited the book anyway. So it's like, you know, you write it, you fix it, you make it work. And it was great. It was so great to see my daughter share lessons that she's learned throughout her life with people to inspire them. I don't think you can get any better than that. And then she graduated right after the book came out. So she was an award-winning novelist before she graduated in psychology. So it's kind of like, take this and read it from a perspective. If you understand intuition, or even if you don't think you want to learn anything about it, you'll love it when you finish it. But look at the relationship that she and I had and how much love she put into therapeutically wanting to help me recover from having, you know, a craniotomy. 2 months after
right.
having it, we began the project and did it together. That is tremendous sacrifice of time for a parent. So it goes beyond
it
just the book, intuition, and the story.
I think both of you all throughout were following your own intuitions. You were telling, you weren't letting her, you weren't interfering with her creative process. So you were following by example, and she was, you know, being supported. And I think that's what you can expect from a project like this, is when your creativity is being supported in such a high level that, you know, great magic happens, and you guys are the fine example of that. And, you know, I'm wondering, Alyssa, hearing you and all of your accomplishments, I'm wondering if after all of, while you were writing this, if your creativity, the creative exploration and the direction actually strengthened your intuition and made it even better.
I think it's actually... great. You know, right now I love it because it's something
yeah.
that I've learned from her to trust, you know, even as we're writing, I'm still learning, you know, I can still learn every day something new, you know,
right.
but I'm learning from her that not to question it, you know, it's just through our relationship that, you know, and my relationship with God, that's what she's taught me, and that's what I understand now. And I hope other people are able to understand that too, that when you have that feeling, or, you know, that gut feeling that says, that tells you what to do, that you listen to it. And even through the story, you know, that's what continues on to, you know, the fictional part of the story, is that even then I'm still trusting my intuition, you know, saying, okay, this is what I feel, you know, and this is what I'm going along with, and that's what leads me in that direction.
So your character changes. Do you think your character in the story changes more than the character of your mother's? Or is it the same or is it different? How do you see it?
I think it's the same. I just think I was put in the ultimate test.
Okay.
So that's what it is as my character is I'm learning from my mother at the same time. You know, you can see when we're sitting down at dinner that I'm asking her these questions, you know.
Right,
bringing
right.
up, you know, old things that have happened and asking her those and about, you know, how I trust it. But that was my ultimate test as my character is, you know, even then, even though I'm learning to trust it, I'm still with her, you know, so I'm still relying on hers as well. But now it's asking, you know, can you really follow your intuition when she needs you to?
Yeah.
You know, when it really counts.
Yeah,
and that's the question.
Test. And a big chunk of this novel is your estrangement from her, you know, and you're in real life, you're not in that situation. And yet you volunteered to write about it. And so I'm wondering how that sat with you, that feeling of writing about it, knowing that you're using this theme of intuition to kind of connect the dots together around, you know, the whole suspenseful parts of it, but I really felt for you as a character with all the estrangement, knowing that you know, not knowing where your mother was, and you know, you don't have to thankfully deal with that in real life. So how did that play up to, you know, the whole aspect of the test and going there, going to that dark, dark place where, and your mom too, obviously, because she's, you know, captured by some unknown person that she doesn't know the whole story yet. So, you know, when you're playing with creative direction, you still have to use the intuition part strategically, you know? So I'm wondering how you use that in the test part of it.
You know, I still have experiences that do relate, even though this in the book is much different than, you know, it's more extreme. I still have instances where I do use my intuition, and I go back and look at the instances, you know, when I think, what if I hadn't used my intuition? You know, there were instances when I was younger when I remember going out to walk my dog one day, and my mom came up to me, and I gave her a hug, and I said bye, and it was the way that I saw in her eyes, the way she looked at me. It's like she caught something, and she said,
oh,
no, don't go out. And that's when I first, I think, really realized exactly what she was talking about, you know, because I saw it in her face, the way she said,
wow,
no, don't go. And I listened, and we live in a very good neighborhood, and we saw on the news not too long after that there had been an attempt on an adoption, you know, so a girl almost got adopted, and I'm looking at that, and I'm realizing, wow, you know, you felt that. You didn't have to tell me exactly what it was, but she told me later, you know, afterwards, something not to scare me. But again, that's a part of explaining to your children when you say, no, don't do this, you have to explain why.
Right.
Sitting down with me and explaining, you know, this is what I felt and this is, you know, was a part of my intuition. I was able to understand that because I saw, you know, what could have happened if I didn't listen. And
yeah,
so I'm looking
feel
at
like,
the instances like
yeah.
that. And putting that into my character, thinking, you know, what could happen if I don't listen to my intuition? You know, this is more an extreme instance. However, things like this can happen in people's lives, you know, something where they could be harmed if they don't
right.
listen to their intuition.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, add to that, that I feel like there were a lot of teachable moments between you and your mother that played off really well, and I felt like your mother was trying to tell you, you know, just like you were explaining when she said don't go, which is a great an example of real-life sort of scenarios, and then the scenarios that your mother shares as a character with you as a character in the story. So I really would like to encourage anybody who's, you know, listening to this replay, or listening to us live, to really kind of tap into those moments because they're really precious. And speaking of the book, where can people buy the book and in what formats are they available? And where can they learn more about any special events that you guys may be doing together as a team or separately?
Well, you can always go on our website, marilascott.com, M-A-R-A-L-A, marilascott.com. You can buy the autograph book through the website, and then Amazon. We also have it on there and Barnes & Noble and Kobo and Kindle, so you can always read it, you know, on your tablet and things like that.
Yeah, that's perfect. And
we do
a
lot of ghostwriting. I mean, Alyssa does ghostwriting as well, and I do a lot of memoir writing and ghostwriting because we like to share inspirational stories. And our publisher that we work through is Seraph Books. And I think the one of the biggest things that we like to do is teach people, and I did that through writing my own memoir, is there's a lot of pain sometimes in your life. Sometimes there's a lot of joy, but when you share that with other people, you help connect them to, you know, more inspiration, encouraging aspects of life, and you can teach them things instead of putting out negativity. So we do a lot of ghostwriting and a lot of memoir writing and our own stories, of course, of inspiration to help people share something that they want others to connect to. And it's an amazing way, in a therapeutic way, as it did for me, as it worked for me, to help you heal in some aspect. And so if you go on our website, find me on Facebook or Twitter, I put up inspirational quotes every day. And, you know, Alyssa does web design and book cover design, and she's amazingly gifted. She's award-winning, you know, with book covers and design. And
I love
a lot
them,
that,
yeah.
We like to offer. Thank you. She's really creative that way, and it's nice to see that.
So if somebody wants to either have a book cover designed by you or have you work as a team as a ghostwriter for their book idea, or some, you know, they got stuck and they don't know where to go, they can hire you to help write their book for them?
Absolutely. We both consult,
okay.
And we do write.
Okay.
You know, you can hire me to completely ghostwrite the book, or Alyssa, or you can consult and have us consult with you on your project. And we offer an array of services through Seraph Books. So it's an outstanding approach to sometimes it's just, you know, therapeutic for you to get it out and get it out the right way.
Right.
Because we spend
right.
a lot of personal time teaching you where the power in your story and your journey was. Sometimes people
wow.
look at the pain and they remain a victim. But we say, wait a minute, look what you overcame. What are you going to do with that? Turn it into fuel and use it to help yourself,
wow.
to heal, to help others. So there's so much power in words, and there's a lot of passion that we both have for it, and I think it's amazing. And Alyssa has, you know, just completed a few books, and she has more coming out that she's ghostwriting as well. So it's something
that we
kind of intertwined to doing.
That was my next question: is what's next for you guys as a mother daughter team? You know, what can we look forward to reading more of?
Oh, just like I was kidnapped in the book, I'm kidnapping Liz and keeping her with me. I love that she's on a journey to becoming a psychiatrist, but, you know, I've got a healer. Yeah, yeah.
So another memoir, perhaps, from both of you, or another sequel?
We're
going to
continue. Yeah, I think we're going to continue. We have some more to do with intuition. We're not finished with that, and that's the first one of a series that we're doing together.
Okay.
So
okay,
it's a remarkable
okay.
journey we're on. Yeah.
Wow, perfect. I love I can feel the passion. It's really heartfelt. Even goosebumps are falling, you know, all over the place. I can feel your passion. It's really amazing. And so let's say a writer doesn't want to have somebody write the book for him or her, but wants to get inspiration from you, which you've already shared so much of. But what is your advice for somebody who, let's say, is writing a memoir? Either a transformational one like you wrote In Our House, for example, or a literary memoir, which is, you know, more thematic in its own way. What advice could you give?
Well, the one thing that I think is most important is I tell people to write from a place of truth. If you're writing a memoir and you don't want to tell the truth, then you're going to feel that in your story. People, the readers will feel that. So try to be as unbiased as you can. And look at what is your core message? Why do you want to leave a legacy behind? Do you want to teach someone something? Is it for your own personal growth or healing? But understand and identify the reason why. And when you begin to write and just share what happened, because when you get through it and you look back on it, you can realize the power of healing that can come from you looking at something in a more unbiased way than you did when you were going through it. And sometimes pain or situations that you couldn't identify and work through, you know, as you were younger, as you read and go back and reflect on it with a healthier mindset, you're able to do so. And the transition is amazing, as it worked for me. So I recommend, you know, starting from truth. Be honest and be passionate. Take your passion and let it come out through your pen.
Wow. I love that. I love that. I think I'm going to Twitter that. Take your passion and let it run from your pen or something like that.
Yes,
and connect it to the show. And so I have a burning question. How did you get picked to be Oprah's Ambassador of Hope? I'm sure many people want to know.
Well, in writing my memoir, In Our House, Perception Versus Reality, I was sharing a lot of different layers of trauma, horror, abuse, and things that there was just so many, but I wanted to teach people, so I put it all in there. And it actually was very cathartic for me to really share that story and look at my life as a child, because I was born into a very negative cycle, but I realized it wasn't my destiny. It wasn't where I wanted to be. So how do you help people? After you share it, what are you going to do with it? And I was teaching people and speaking nationwide about the indicators of an abuser. And when you teach people different things, and I was teaching people about, you know, the power of forgiveness and how to overcome adversity, and my own intuition was born out of that story. So these messages and these lessons that I learned in my life, no one goes through something for no reason. You're meant to find the lesson in it, the power, take it from that, leave the pain behind, and go use it for something better to empower you. And that's what I did, and I decided to share and teach people about how do you recognize the signs of, you know, an abuser? How do you learn to forgive and let go? How do you do these things? And it caught Oprah's attention, and I was honored with being, you know, one of her ambassadors of hope, and I use that in a capacity to really teach people. I believe in hope, but when you get to the point where you have pure faith, you don't even need hope anymore. So I want people to understand that. Hope is essential until you have faith. And so it can really help you open up your mindset. And if you change your mindset and the way you think, you will absolutely change your life. And so, you know, I appreciate the opportunity and the honor that she has given me with that.
Wow. Is there a link where we could watch you on YouTube? Or is there some segment that we can listen to?
On my website? I have a lot of them are on my website. So
okay,
if you go to marilascott.com, MarilaScott.com, you can find them there.
Okay, perfect. Wonderful. Well, thank you guys both so much for being on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to just hear both of your voices and your stories and your experiences and how they shaped and mold this book and the writing of it. It's just an inspiration. It's not something you encounter at all in the least. I'm sure you both know that.
Yeah, we love it. We love what we do, so thank you. Thanks for giving
us
a platform to share our story.
I mean, it's incredible to have this energy from a mother-daughter writing duo with such great passion. So thanks so much, guys. And again, anybody who's listening, wants to connect with Marilla and Alyssa, either for a book cover or hire them for a ghostwriting project, connect with them at www.marilascott.com, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks so much, guys. It's been a
pleasure. Thank you for having us.
And I hope that we can connect with your next book and we can have you again on the show.
Absolutely. We love it.
Thanks so much. I'm so honored. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.